I think I was reading here recently, I'm not sure where it was, but didn't they erect some tents there at first just to live in, and then gradually built some cabins near the hot springs?
When the people came, there was no way to house them. We did put up a bunch of tents for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The people should have known there was no place to stay, but nevertheless they came, mm-hmm. and the roads were terribly bad.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they bucked over them.
And Mr. Leach made a lot of the furniture for furnishing those houses, mm-hmm. didn't he, when they finally got the homes built, yeah. the cabins built?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the wintertime, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he kept on making it as long as he was able to work. Mm-hmm. He was building furniture.
And Mrs. Leach finished them. They're beautifully finished.
Like a mirror.
Just like a mirror. Beautiful.
And when I think of all the labor I put in, and then John Bird also looked.
I think there are a few pieces left, though.
Yeah, but I think he sold most of them.
Isn't there one in the house you folks had? Mm-hmm. A cabinet or a chest of drawers?
Oh, you mean over here?
At the Springs, mm-hmm. in the cabin you had at the Springs.
No, we never had one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I saw one in one of the buildings over there.
Well, what happened to the furniture? People carried it off, or it just fell apart, or what happened to the furniture?
It wouldn't have all fallen apart. There was all hand-done, wasn't it?
Yeah, but some of the people took it or something?
John
Burdall sold the furniture after he bought the place.
For goodness sake, that's too bad.
Well,
I wonder why.
Paul says that the Schultz have a piece of it over there, yes, that they bought from John Burdall.
Uh-huh. Isn't that a crime?
Uh-huh. It would do that. It's too bad. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. We were admiring it the other day. And it's just as beautiful now as the day you fixed it, Mrs. Leach. That finish is beautiful.
When you mentioned the cows, Mrs. Leach, that reminds me, I saw my first cow at the Circle Hot Springs when I was 7 years old. We were going outside, and that's the first time I'd known that milk didn't come out of a can. I wasn't too sure then either.
Well, how many cattle did you have at the Springs?
We had three cows.
Three cows.
Mm-hmm.
When I came over there, there were just horses, and I think there were three of them then.
Mm-hmm.
You see, after the people began coming, and there was so much work to do, and I could no longer take care of the bale. Nobody else could. If you don't understand milk, you can't drink the milk. What I mean is, milk takes on other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out all kinds of food, and the milk standing there. So we just had, and since I couldn't take care of it anymore, there's no other way.
Well, Ed Brown used to take care of the cows for a while too, didn't he?
After he used to milk cows.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I can remember. Wait, well, when you were. You remember Ed Brown,
Charlotte,
of course.
Well, there were no cattle here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember Ed.